You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
Hey everybody, it is Tiny Unicorn here, and Mr. S, say hello.
Hello.
So Mr. S and I are, you know, what do you want to call it? This, doing this and stuff, you know? So basically, we're going to a couples only night at Oyster Aquarium Sex Club tonight, and it's Unicorn Night. Now, we are going as a couple who is, we're in a relationship now, right? We are looking to start potentially a swinger journey together, right?
Possibly.
And you're new. You're brand
new.
I'm new. You haven't even had two women on your dick yet, right? I'm telling you, I'm breaking him in soon. Maybe not tonight. Tonight, our goal, because we don't go with expectations, our goal is actually just to go and have a great date night around other couples.
Yeah.
And for me, I kind of want to finally have sex in the club because I've been too shy to do that, right? I'm like, they're looking into my holes. Like, I can't, like, enjoy it. But tonight, it's couples. And I don't think a lot of people on dates are there to, like, stare at other people. And, like, so I feel really more excited about going tonight because I'm on a date and I'm going to be, you know, I'm excited to see what this other world is like when you're not the single woman going on single woman nights and things like that, right? So, you don't have any expectations because we don't do that.
Nope.
Are you open-minded?
To some degree.
To some degree. So you're a very selective person. You wouldn't be sleeping with a bunch of random people. That's not even, doesn't excite you.
No.
Well, you need a connection.
Yep.
You like curvy women, right?
Yeah.
You don't discriminate, but No. You definitely like the curvy, like you like the hourglass look too, right?
I like the hourglass look. Yeah. I'm not gonna lie.
And, so as somebody who is, you know, now as a two-person swinger duo, I feel like I want to, like, market him to, like, my friends because he actually has, like, all these talents and stuff, and I'm going to be like, oh, you should totally let him, like, lick your pussy. Like, he would make you feel so good because personal recommendations are everything, right? And if some guy has eaten my pussy well, I think he's going to do the same for my friend.
We will see.
Anyway, no pressure, honey. No pressure. So you know what you've signed up for. We're trying Unicorn, right? You're not blinded going into this dynamic with me, you know I'm a swinger.
I know you're a swinger.
You know I'm gonna have sex parties again.
Yes, you will.
Are you gonna be coming to those sex parties?
I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure too. Yeah. So, all right. I hope you guys like my skirt. This is one of the skirts I made on theswingershop.com. Full disclosure: you do have to hem it to be the slut length. They only come down to here on the website. I'm saying slut length with admiration because I obviously chose this length. Okay?
All right,
let's go to Oasis. Yeah?
Not a mistake.
All right, it is after midnight. We are getting home from the club, right?
Yes.
What did you think of your first unicorn night on a date?
It was interesting. I mean, you see a lot of couples dynamic there. There was a few unicorns and everything, but it's like you say, like, it's very hard for a unicorn to succeed because they feel very out of place with all the couples there. Unless they're pursued by a couple, it doesn't seem to be, like you say, it's not, the energy's not there like you would think it would be.
We did meet a couple single women tonight, and I was talking to some of them who are viewers of my channel, and I said to her, I was like, you do know you'll get more attention when single men are here. And she like looked at me and I was like, honey, it's like fish in a barrel. Like, here you're like, I even waited, I'm like, shh. Like, waiting. Like, you know, I even did this in the middle of the club. You saw.
Yeah.
So, here's the thing. We had a great time. We made out in the pool. I felt good about it. I didn't think anybody was staring at us. That's a big, big deal for me. I like that feeling better. And we went and we perved, which is what I like to call going upstairs, watching the people have sex and stuff. And what did you think of that?
Oh, it was interesting. I mean, you get to see so many different acts going on and different dynamics going on all around you.
We saw group sex, we saw threesomes, we saw a lot of two people having sex, we saw a lot of people sharing space really creatively because there was not enough space.
Yes.
Technically, I was open-minded to actually having sex there, but we couldn't actually find the right space or the right energy, and so we did have some fun. I did suck some D. And if you're on YouTube, that's why you heard the word D. And if you come to my podcast, I have a few of them. I'm uncensored and unleashed. So anyways, I had a lot of fun going. I enjoy being able to be with a partner, to walk around and explore with somebody. There's just a different feeling when you're with somebody on a date and you don't have to work so hard for that dick, you know? So I had a good time. We did point out some people that we thought were attractive, and we I told him he was feeding my AI language model with like, oh, what, tell me which women you're attracted to. So it was interesting because I was like learning, like, oh, okay, I can, that one's your type, that one's your type. But we're still at that fun phase of just deciding like, oh, do you think she's cute? Like, we're not ready for giant, you know, swaps and swings right now. And I think that's what's really interesting is when I was upstairs watching the people fool around and have sex, it wasn't that I was too nervous to have sex there in front of people. It's that I didn't think I would enjoy it if I did. That's a different holdback, right? That's me saying I will feel exposed potentially and not very aroused. Like, that would be a problem. So it was interesting, but I also noticed what it was like to be on with a couple looking around for potential opportunities. And I did notice that we were aware of the single women. We would even eavesdrop on some of their conversations just to hear like what they were saying. And but I even me didn't approach some of them because there was not enough opportunity, or like they didn't like circle around enough. So I am learning why couples don't approach me or as a single woman, because now I'm a couple being like, ah, she's gone, just because, you know, she went inside.
Yeah.
You know, like, I just thought about it.
Or some of them just don't know when to stop talking.
Yeah, that's true too. Some people are really socially, you know, trying their best to get through a weird environment. Yes. And it can manifest in being too chatty, sometimes oversharing. I'm an overshare, but I can really overshare if I'm nervous. So, yeah. I love my mismatched boots. It was not an accident. I did it because I'm feeling spunky. And also because it's like two different beginnings. I'm a swinger, an experienced swinger, and I'm with a man who is new to the lifestyle-ish, but new to the experiences. And so I'm having a new experience being in a couple instead of the single woman. And that's kind of like the shoes. I'm like dipping into two different worlds now. So, yeah.
Yeah.
So, if you want to come to my fan page, you can see what happens when YouTube doesn't look. And that link is on charnyunicorn.com. Thank you to Oasis for a fun unicorn night.